Sunday mornings, they used to parade every morning. The matron in particular would be in the mud, go down to the... And you know, I cannot remember the name of the Salvation Army Hall, but it was vast, absolutely vast. And when I went back on this reminiscence thing, I thought they've knocked that down. Well, they have, but strangely enough, they've kept the front of it, this like Roman columns, just like they've kept the three blocks at the front of the Mother's Hospital. Because you'd go through the arch and there was a sort of pergola thing that went up, because all the wards were on one level on the flat and they just went off each side. Yeah. I can't honestly think of one night. We were all quite upset at leaving. If you behaved yourself well and they quite liked you and you got on okay, they'd put your name down in the prayer book. So that once a month, I don't think they called everybody out by names, but they would think of you in the prayer book. If you hadn't been too good, I think they didn't do that. I think that's the only thing that you never heard them getting mad or cross about anything. And I mean, Matron, who lived below us, and bear in mind this house wasn't built, well, this block isn't built with a purpose to have people living up the top, the middle and the bottom. We must have made a noise because she never, ever complained. The three front blocks, Matron and us occupied the middle one. My bedroom is still there. Window at the far left is my room, or was my room. And if I remember right, the sisters lived in the block on the right of that, and the nurses lived in the block on the left. There was a laundry there that did all you couldn't send your own clothes to it, but all your uniforms were laundered.